I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite news store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 15th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Adjustments proposed to Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Conservation Funds. County Public Health Department warns against consuming foraged wild mushrooms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. County staff is proposing to adjust funds for water conservation in the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin. According to the agenda for Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, applicants for new residential developments within the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin were required to offset their projected water demand by paying fees into county-approved water conservation programs. Revenues were deposited directly into the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Offset Credits Trust Fund, used to finance water-saving programs such as Cash for Grass, Plumbing Retrofit, and Water Rebate Initiatives. The agenda says, however, that existing programs have declined in recent years. Staff is proposing to develop a new program focused on assisting small farm operators, phasing out the current programs towards this new program with no additional staffing needed. This will require a 4/5 vote from the board to approve. You can attend this Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake struck North San Luis Obispo County Friday afternoon. The quake's epicenter was about 5 miles west of Templeton, just north of Highway 46 West. Light rattling could be felt in parts of North County. The USGS shows data that several other light quakes struck the area this past month, ranging from 1.2 to 2.2 magnitude. There was also a 4.1 quake that struck in November, where shaking could be felt in large swaths of the county. County Public Health Department warns against consuming foraged wild mushrooms. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Public Health Department is warning the community to avoid foraging and consuming wild mushrooms. This is following an issue made by the California Department of Public Health, where a recent outbreak of amatoxin poisoning linked to wild mushrooms with 21 cases was reported statewide December 5th. Clusters of the mushrooms exist mainly in the Monterey and San Francisco Bay areas, but there are some in San Luis Obispo County as well, commonly found near oak, pine, and other hardwood trees. These mushrooms can be easily mistaken as safe and edible mushrooms due to their appearance and taste, County Public Health Officer Dr. Penny Borenstein said. But they remain unsafe for consumption, even after cooking, boiling, drying, or freezing. Borenstein said it is, quote, safest to avoid eating wild mushrooms altogether. Symptoms may appear within hours of ingestion and deceptively go away as patients develop serious to fatal liver damage within 2 to 4 days. Starting today, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona. City of Paso Robles says the closure is for sewer mainline upgrades constructed by the Veneto development occurring on the east side of the city. Upgrades will provide increased capacity and new infrastructure for the city's east side sewer shed. During these hours, Sherwood Park restrooms will have closures. Access will be maintained to both the veteran and senior center driveways. Message boards and construction signage will be provided that details a detour route. The 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea will be hosted this Saturday, November 20th, by the Paso Robles Main Street Association. This popular event will be held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include refreshments, cookies, a commemorative teacup and saucer, drawings, dancing, and of course a visit from special guests, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow Queen and King, the Mischievous Elves, and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Parents must purchase a ticket for themselves if they wish to accompany their child to the event. Tickets go on sale at my805tix.com. In sports, on Sunday for the NFL, the Eagles shut out the Raiders 31-0, the Rams over the Lions 41-34, the Chargers beat the Chiefs 16-13, the 49ers over the Titans 37-24. Tonight, the Dolphins will face the Steelers. On Thursday, the Rams will go against the Seahawks. And on Sunday, December 21st, triple header for KPRL will have the Chargers and Cowboys, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday, the Lakers beat the Suns 116-114, the Trailblazers over the Warriors 136-131, the Timberwolves beat the Kings 117-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Grizzlies, the Rockets will go against the Nuggets, the Mavericks will face the Jazz, and the Pistons will go against the Celtics. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, fans gathering overnight at Rob Reiner's star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame after receiving news that the famed film director and his wife had been found dead in their Brentwood home.
Stand By Me was such an important movie.
I'm a 70s baby, so growing up, it was all in the family. Meathead.
He was a political activist, even in the show.
Not many details from LA police on what happened, but People Magazine is reporting that Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were stabbed to death inside their home, reportedly by their 32-year-old son, Nick. A federal three-judge panel will hear arguments today for and against California's new congressional district maps. Republican Congressman David Tongipa among the groups suing to stop them.
What we saw through the legislative process when they put this on the ballot was in 4 days, we were able to move mountains for something that I believe nobody was ever asking for here in the state of California.
Another horse death at Los Alamitos Racecourse. A 4-year-old colt euthanized over the weekend. He's the 19th horse to die there this year. Jeff Scott, California News.
Staples presents an easy holiday.
Running a small business during the holidays is hard.
No truer words were.
But this year, Staples helped me have an easy holiday.
Your script has a typo.
Nope, easy peasy. I just ordered online at staples.com and picked up in store. And with UPS on site, shipping was easy too. Plus huge savings on tech, custom cards, even my holiday sale signage.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com today for up to 45% off select laptops.
That was easy.
Ends 12/27.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and 2 sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The Cahuilla Subbasin was formally taken off the list of California groundwater basins slated for state intervention following a unanimous vote December 2nd by the California State Water Resources Control Board. Farmers in the communities in the sub-basin, which lies primarily in Tulare County, face the possibility of state regulators imposing measures to curtail groundwater pumping in the region. But recent efforts by local farmers and water managers to work toward groundwater sustainability, detailed earlier this year in an Ag Alert field report, convinced the Water Board to leave the Cahuilla sub-basin under local control. COWIA's groundwater agencies embraced transparent collaboration with the board, their communities, groundwater pumpers, and each other to work out a path to planned sustainability, Board Chair E. Joaquin Esquivel said in a press release. This approach made all the difference in their sub-basin in this process. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Fog this morning with partly cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly cloudy Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday with a 35% chance of showers. Low 70s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open higher. Investors are anticipating delayed economic news. Employment and inflation numbers are coming out this week. NVIDIA shares are up 1.5%. The U.S. recently gave clearance for NVIDIA to export its second most powerful AI chip to China. And Reuters says NVIDIA is considering stepping up production of those chips, the H200. Roomba's parent company, iRobot, has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. iRobot says the robot vacuum cleaners will continue to function normally while it restructures. It anticipates no disruptions to the product or the app. Gold and silver prices are higher. Gold could settle at another record. Newmont mining shares are up more than 2.5%. Freeport McMoRan shares up 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Poselda. Invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slow County golf card before January 1st.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company. For as long as we've been here, there's been one principle guiding us: treat people with honesty and respect. That's why we never discount. We've always believed that pricing jewelry fairly every single day is the right thing to do. No inflated margins, no pretending something is a deal, just integrity. But now we're entering one of the biggest moments in our history, and we want to share it with you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal, our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. To make room for this new chapter, we're liquidating our entire current inventory. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, experience more than just a sale. It's a thank you from our family to yours. A thank you for every visit, every story shared, every moment you've trusted us to be a part of. And this is your chance to take home something truly special at prices we'll never offer again. We're so grateful for the decades of support you've given us, and we can't wait to show you what comes next. K. John's Jewelry Company, where every piece begins with gratitude.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental and Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Quinn dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I will have on Maria Sabi. She's with the local Loaves of Fish and Fishes right here on Spring Street. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. So there you go, folks, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We get closer and closer to Christmas. The shows on Sound Off and during the weekend on Fridays, we're have some specials lined up beginning, let's see here, on the 23rd. On the 23rd, and I have the list somewhere in the studio. But anyway, obviously the ones through Christmas will be pertaining to Christmas. And then after that, a lot of fun stuff lined up for you with the specials, including New Year's Day. And by the way, New Year's Eve, Karen will have a special kind of a year-end look at some of the top stories here in the county on her edition of Sound Off on New Year's Eve. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to make a comment on your mushroom story, if I may.
Sure.
When I was a small child, my father and I used to go down to Hollywood Park Racetrack and pick wild mushrooms. And I bet we picked 10,000 of them in the few years that I remember doing it. I mean, we picked them and put them in bags and gave them to friends and relatives, and nobody got sick or died. So now you know of people who did and who did not get sick. And my father was slightly above average intelligence, and being a small child, I have no idea where I was, but we didn't die.
So the email this morning saying what person with a brain would eat a mushroom, you can attest that you and your father both had brains.
And my grandmother and my mother and several of my aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors, yes.
Did you ever pick or eat anything else besides the mushrooms?
Well, I used to pick a lot of berries at a friend's house, but I don't suppose that counts.
Oh, probably not. Well.
So there you go. Now you actually know someone that thought that would make you, you know, because you've been questioning it.
The person on the email questioned it, and I certainly would too, but you wouldn't do it now, though, would you?
Under the same circumstances, I would, because my father was an expert. I was only the bag holder.
What do you mean? Well,
I know what they look like. I know how to tell by what they look like, but I don't know that I'd be 100% after 75 years of not seeing them in person. I don't know. I might. Depends.
By the way, just out of curiosity, was the Hollywood racetrack, was it? Did you also go there?
My father spent a great deal of time there, but this was in the back of the area where they cleaned out the stalls and dumped the horse waste, and then the rain would come, and after a rain, we'd go busting down there and get them because this fresh horse manure was a wonderful
fertile
growth. Yeah.
Where did your dad learn the skill?
God only knows.
Well, did he grow up?
I don't know. I mean, I was 5 years old. I mean, what do I know? I don't know.
But I'm assuming that you talk with your father over the years. So did he grow up on a farm or something?
My father grew up in a sod house on the prairie between North Dakota and Saskatchewan, and I doubt there were mushrooms up there, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, good memories, though, right?
Oh, yeah. And the mushrooms were delicious, so.
Okay, well, good for you.
Okay, bye. Have a wonderful day.
All right, bye. Well, there we have a survivor and, obviously, someone with a brain. Hi, good morning.
Okay. Hey, good morning. So now you know two people that used to eat wild mushrooms. I used to go with my mother and my grandfather, my mother's father. This was in Southern California. We lived where there was, much like Western Paso Robles, there were hills and oak trees and cows out there. And we'd go out there with grocery bags, just like the previous caller, and my mom and grandpa, they could tell the difference, and they taught us the difference. And I don't remember it now. I wouldn't pick one and eat it, but they said, oh, no, that's a toadstool. You don't want that one, but now this is a good one. And they were delicious. We'd eat them by the bagful.
So you wouldn't eat, I mean, you'd wash them off, but you wouldn't prep them or anything like that. You just eat them as is?
Well, no, she'd cook them. Fry them, I think. Probably fry them in butter and with some steak or lunch meat or a different variety of ways. But they were so good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, anything else that you and your family used to scavenge off the grounds?
No, but I remember going to some cherry farms down there, and you pick your own cherries and weighed them and you bought them, but while you were picking them, you could eat them. And so we probably ate more than we put in the bag and weighed, but I remember doing that.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I'm thinking, there was a place here in Paso, and I think it was out near Estrella Road, and you know, again, we're going back quite a few years, where I think it was apples. You can go pick your own apples.
Okay. Yeah, I never did apples, but I remember the cherries.
Yeah, well, the cherries, that would be, I'd rather pick the cherries than the apples.
You just pop them in your mouth.
I like those. I mean, I like apples, but I'd take cherries over the apples.
There you go. All right. So now you got two people on your list.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. All these people, ladies and gentlemen, they have brains and they have been eating the mushrooms. Not recently, but also I got a text that also, but let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Hello? Well, do call back in. Let's see here on the text. I also went mushroom foraging in the fields around the Merced area with one of my uncles and cousins. Would be this time of the year. He obviously knew what he was doing, and they were sautéed and delicious. Yes, sautéed mushrooms are delicious. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I've eaten wild mushrooms around here before.
How recently? Well, do call back. That, for whatever reason, just started doing that. Chris, what did they say? Primarily in Monterey County?
Monterey and San Francisco Bay areas.
Okay. Well, let's try this phone line again. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm one of those mushroom survivors, too. About 45 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and we went and foraged mushrooms on the Halter Ranch. At that time, it had been a thoroughbred place, but the horses were all removed, but there were still piles of the horse manure all through there, and that's where these mushrooms grew. I went with my friend, and her husband was a doctor, and he brought another friend along who was like a poison specialist, so he told us which ones to pick and which ones not to pick, and they were delicious. We had garbage bags full.
Interesting that you also had a doctor along with the expert.
Two doctors, just in case. And actually, they froze very well. I mean, I threw those garbage bags in the freezer, and I had them broiled in butter for a long time. They were very, very good. And he showed us, the guy that was the poisonologist, showed us which ones to pick and which ones not to pick. And it was very safe because the differences in what was growing there under those conditions were the good ones.
Would you remember which ones are safe and which ones aren't?
Not without that. Those two doctors, I wouldn't go out. Okay. Not anymore. It was just a kind of a special event. Bundled up the kids and took them out. I think my son was like 2 years old. And we went out there and scavenged through the fields, and I think it was springtime. It was after the rains. And there's something, certain conditions have to be present that the good ones are come up, and certain conditions. I had some grow here in some bedding from the animals, and I thought, ooh, that looks like that might be interesting. And I sent pictures to friends up in Washington or in Oregon who actually go out and pick the chanterelles and sell them. And she said, no, that won't kill you, but that'll probably make you pretty sick. So I just gave up on that idea.
Hmm.
But very interesting. There are people that really study it and make use of it. And these friends up in Oregon actually sell their chanterelles that they find, and they've got their secret places to find them, to restaurants and things like that. But, you know, it's definitely like anything else, any other hobby has a little element of danger, but pretty much you're safe.
Did you, other than mushrooms, did you do anything else?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, you know, around here there used to be, I mean, it's not really wild foraging, but there used to be a lot of more trees on old homesteads. I did berry picking at my grandmother's up in Washington. I've picked like pears on old pear trees around here that were still, you know, still produced a few pears. And then there's something, I can't remember. It's kind of a hard fruit, and it grows because it used to come up in orchards all over the place because they would graft the pear trees to this particular fruit. And you really couldn't eat them, but you can make pickles and stuff out of them, which I never did. But yeah. And then, you know, I've always had a big garden. I've grown our own food, grown our own beef, pork, my goat's milk and cheese. So I guess on my 2 acres, I'm kind of foraging here still.
One of the things I like, the you know, from the homegrown is the tomatoes. That you can't beat the taste of those.
No. And then one year I haven't grown again. I would go, and every time I would see an interesting one at the store, I would buy this one and buy that one. I had like 50 tomato plants at the and they all started to produce at once. But I like the heirloom ones. You know, they don't produce many, but they're really good. And each one has a unique flavor. Kind of like them.
What's, in your experience, what's one of the hardest things for us home gardeners to grow?
I never could get okra to grow. I never could get watermelons here to grow, try as I might. Everything else I pretty much could grow, but it was like the watermelons and the okra defeated me.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Potatoes, peas, all that stuff was, I used to grow giant pumpkins too. I never had anything over about 300 pounds, but those were fun to grow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the pumpkins, because I have seen some people around that still do that.
Mm-hmm. I have where my beautiful garden used to be is now a goat pen, so I've really cut down on my gardening quite a bit. I do it mostly in containers, and so that doesn't lend itself to anything big like pumpkins or stuff like that. But I've got one spot, maybe next year, and that's kind of a gardener's mantra, you know. Well, maybe next year.
Is this just for your personal consumption, or do you have people in the neighborhood that come by and get it?
No, if I have extra, sometimes the fig tree will overproduce, and so I have a network of friends that will come and get the figs from me, you know, that kind of thing. And I have one poor old apricot tree that's been trying to die for probably the last 5 years, and it's kind of held up with baling twine and stuff, and it still gives enough for me and enough for a friend of mine to come and pick and make some jam. So just some little things here and there keeps the farm going. Little urban farm.
Okay, so now this kind of came up on the email here, and I'm going to tie this in with you, since you have been gardening fruits and things for quite a few years. Do you like fruitcake?
I love fruitcake. And that, if you don't like it, that's all the more for me. I've already made my fruitcake from my great-great-grandmother's recipe. It's well-received by those people who like fruitcake. And I would never be one to push fruitcake on anyone, but I love it.
Okay. Well, as I say, to each his own.
To each his own. And here's one more funny thing. I made fruitcake in the first year of our marriage, and my husband just teased me mercilessly, you know, about it. Door stops, take it along in the truck, when throw it at traffic and stuff, and so it hurt my feelings. And so I thought, okay, I just won't make fruitcake. And for 30 years, I didn't make fruitcake. And then I found out there were other people that liked fruitcake, and I thought, I'm going to make it for me and my friends. And I put out a plate one morning, and my husband took a piece, and he said, hey, this is pretty good. And I looked at him, and I said, 30 years you could have had fruitcake. 30 years. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Either you like it or you don't. But like I said, I never pushed it, and I didn't make it for that many years. But I make it now, and I have fun doing it.
All right. Well, good for you. Thanks for sharing all the information.
Okay, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
All right, on the email here. I don't know if I like fruitcake or not. I've never been able to bring myself to try one. Well, you know, I should have asked the lady who was just on. Are some fruitcakes with rum in it or booze in it? I don't know. I seem to remember that. But, sir, maybe you can get liquored up and try some of the fruitcake and see if it's good or not. And don't worry about letting me. Well, you can let us know, because I will never put that stuff near me. Let's see here on the text. As kids, we would have harvest mustard greens, and Mom would cook them down in bacon grease. Ech. Chris, does that sound good?
I don't know what mustard grease is, or mustard greens.
I don't really know either, but if it's greens, I don't like it. And the bacon grease, no thank you. Well,
So it's green. Oh, I know there are a lot of vegetables you don't like. What about bell peppers? Green bell peppers. You don't like those?
No.
Oh, boy. All right.
Now, Linda will sneak them into a recipe. You know what I mean? You know, like little pieces.
Right.
And I can handle that. But, you know, not as the whole or a bigger piece.
Oh, what a brave soul. He can handle little pieces of bell peppers.
But I have to be, you know, if it's too big, I will, it's like I do with peas. I will take them out. It's quite childish, actually. They should put a bib on me when I eat sometimes. let's see here. I have never tried I have never tried a fruitcake, but I have the luxury of working with a couple. Okay, I get you. As they say, nutty is a fruitcake. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. County staff is proposing to adjust funds for water conservation for the Paso Robles groundwater basin. According to the agenda for Tuesday's meeting, current programs have declined in recent years, and staff is proposing to develop a new conservation program focused on assisting small farm operations. This will require a 4/5 vote from the board. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. The County Public Health Department is warning the community to avoid foraging and consuming wild mushrooms. This is following an issue made by the California Department of Public Health, where a recent outbreak of amatoxin poisoning linked to wild mushrooms with 21 cases was reported statewide December 5th. Wild mushrooms are not safe to eat even after cooking, boiling, drying, or freezing, according to the County Public Health official. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Police in Los Angeles are investigating the deaths of director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, found stabbed in their home. Their son Nick, reportedly a person of interest in the case. Rob Reiner was 78. He first became famous on TV in the 1970s as Meathead on All in the Family.
Oh, wait a second, Oz. That's not fair. You're ahead way more than $10.
Listen to the meat-headed college boy over there.
His movies as a director include Stand By Me, Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and A Few Good Men. A detained person of interest in Saturday's shooting at Brown University is released.
Investigations will tell us whether something is valid or not, whether something needs to be ruled out. It's not a mistake. It's just how investigations work.
Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez, one of the two students killed, is the Browns Republican Club Vice President Ella Cook. 9 people are injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through
or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Tuccio Pesso. Come see what's cooking at Tuccio Pesso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up a repair replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, areas of dense morning fog, then cloudy, and then some sunshine for the afternoon, the usual. Highs in the upper 60s, mostly clear with some clouds coming late overnight, early morning, if you will. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, and we'll do tomorrow what we have, or will do today, and that's upper 60s with some clouds and sun. Same Wednesday and same Thursday, and then upper 60s on Friday. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, upper 60s. Cloudy mid-60s on Sunday, and a week from today, maybe some rain, 30% chance later in the day or early evening. Low to mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 1. Up and down, 7:06 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
At 9 minutes away, 9.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at real reasonable prices. The Paso Robles Democratic Club will present its second annual Steve Martin Community Service Award to Dr. Susan Robinson for outstanding work in both women's health care and in end-of-life care. And the ceremony is a nonpartisan award, and it's planned for this coming Wednesday, the 17th, 5:30, and the celebration will take place at the Quail Run Community Center in Paso Robles. So there you go. Go to Paso Robles Democrats at gmail.com for additional information. Yeah, let's see here. Paso Robles High School Music Department proudly presents its annual winter concert featuring the choir, the jazz and concert bands, and the Crimson's Collective Singers. And that will take place Thursday, this coming Thursday, at the Templeton Performing Arts Center. The two performances will be offered that evening at 5:30 and 7:30. Tickets are available at templetonpac.org/event. So go out there and see the young talent as they present it to you for this winter sounds of the ensemble there. All right, there you go. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 8 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You still got plenty of time to get in there and do your job. That's it, your job, your responsibility, and maybe even your penance in some cases. All right, let's see here. Local celebrities. Craig Rossier leading off. John Ross. Loni Moronis. We have Maria Sturgis. Cameron Paul Monroe. Donald Cowles. Jeffrey Hurtler. Lori Jane Moss. Jason Rhoda. And Dana Holt. Those are your local celebrities. Okay, on my right-hand side, Gustav Eiffel. Yep, the tower guy. 1832-1923. Well, a long time for those periods. J. Paul Getty, 1892-1976. Stan Kenton, the orchestra leader, 1911-1979. The DJ who got hosed. Alan Freed, 1922-1965. Talk back, trembling lips. Country singer, Ernest Ashworth. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. 1928-2009. Remember the ventriloquist, Jimmy Nelson? Yep, the Danny O'Day guy thing. 1923-2019, Primrose Lane, Life's a Holiday on. Jerry Wallace, 1923-2008. Tim Conway, 1933-2019. From Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells and Diana Ross and the Supremes, Cindy Birdsong, 1939. Should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he was pretty good. Nick Buoniconti, 1940-2019. The Dave Clark Five. Mr. Dave Clark was born in 1942, All-American from Notre Dame, and played with the Broncos and the Browns. Pete Duranko, 1943. Rookie of the Year pitcher with the New York Yankees. Stan Bonson, 1944. Jim Leland, the manager, 1944. Doug Rao played with the Bums and others, 1948. This guy could still play, well, not because of it, well, because of his age he couldn't, but because of the way he played, this guy was good, real good. Charlie Scott, hoops, 1948. Miami Vice guy, Don Johnson, 1949. Let's see here, who else do we have? Dave Matthews Band, Tim Reynolds, 1957. Daryl Turner, good wide receiver out of Michigan State, 1961. Rodney Harrison, man, that guy could hit. Defensive back with the Chargers and Patriots, 1972. Also on the list, who do we have? I think that is it. Okay, yes, indeed. All right, passing it away on this day, 1966, Mr. Walt Disney. Glenn Miller, the fame band leader, world's most popular dance band at the time. Chattanooga Choo Choo and, you know, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company, whatever. Glenn was killed in 1944. Also passing away on this day, Sitting Bull, 1890. The father of fly fishing, Isaac Walton, 1683. Okay. Man, this lady could act, couldn't she? Didn't get along with her sister, though. Her sister was Olivia de Havilland, and I'm talking about Joan Fontaine. She passed away in 2013. Mr. Blake Edwards, famous for the Pink Panther movies, 2010. Oral Roberts, 2009. Chill Wills, the famous actor, character, and also Francis the Talking Mule, 1979. And who else do we have? That's it. All right. Okay, as I said, this guy could have, because of the style, he was so good. He was born in New York. And he went to the famed Stetford's, the Stuyvesant High School, New York City, you know, right by the Bronx there. He was valedictorian of his high school. How about that? And he was also a legend at the famed Rucker Park, the Rucker Tournament. This guy had it. He ended up going to North Carolina. As a matter of fact, he was the first black scholarship athlete at the University of North Carolina. So it was a bit of a risk, but he thought, I'll be okay. And boy, was he. He averaged 22 points and 7 rebounds in his career at North Carolina with a career high of 27.1. He was a 2-time All-American and 3-time All-Atlantic Coast selection. And he also played on the 1968 Summer Olympic basketball team in the United States that won the gold at Mexico City. He was the 4th leading scorer on that team. And that's back in the day when they had college players as the Olympics. So he was selected by the Boston Celtics in the 1970 draft. However, he already signed a contract with the Virginia Squires of the ABA. And what did he do with the ABA his first 2 years? Well, he was rookie of the year after averaging 27 points per game. And then he set a record for the highest scoring average in one season in the ABA, 35 points per game. He came dissatisfied with the ABA, and then he moved on to the Phoenix Suns in 1972. And he did okay for himself. He was a 3-time NBA All-Star and also an NBA champion, as I mentioned, ABA Rookie of the Year, All-First Team, All-ABA Team, and so forth. And he went on and, again, had a pretty good career. It did have some knee issues that came down the road, but the way he played, he slashed and so forth, he can do everything on the basketball court. Everything on the basketball court. His name is Charlie Scott. For his career, he averaged 21 points a game. Phoenix, and then he played a little bit with the Celtics and the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets as his career wound down. But if you ever get a chance to see some films of this guy playing basketball, again, he could still play because of his style in today's game. Amazing, amazing. Charlie Scott to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Starting today, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona for sewer mainline upgrades. The 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea will be hosted this Saturday, December 20th, by the Paso Robles Main Street Association. This popular event will be held at the Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult and are on sale at my805tix.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Kind of interesting that he was a childhood friends with the actor Damond Wilson from Sanford and Son. Charlie Scott is in the Basketball Hall of Fame, inducted in 2018. He's in, so that's okay, but should have gotten in sooner. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.